There is more special English to come. First, we tell about what is in the news. Then the program, American Stories. We read The Pipe by Kathleen Weathersby. A boy learns that it is important to be honest. Special English features are now on our internet website. You can find them at www.voa.gov/special.
This is Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program in the News. A United States Navy court is investigating the sinking of a Japanese fishing boat by an American submarine. 9 Japanese are believed dead after the submarine surfaced and hit the Japanese boat. The accident happened on February 9th near Honolulu, Hawaii. The Navy court began hearings Monday in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, to see if the 3 top officers of the submarine should be punished. A Navy officer reported the evidence collected during an investigation of the accident. The captain of the submarine, Greenville, Commander Scott Waddle, has been removed from his position. The Navy court could suggest criminal charges against him and other crew members. The court also might suggest policy changes for all Navy submarines. The American naval commander in the Pacific will decide about any further action. 4 Japanese students and 2 of their teachers were lost at sea in the accident. So were 3 Japanese crew members. The United States Coast Guard rescued 26 others from the boat, the Ehime Maru. The boat was used to train young people for work in the Japanese fishing industry. Family members of the victims are attending the court hearings. Commander Waddle met privately with them Thursday to apologize. Rear Admiral Charles H. Griffiths, Jr. led the accident investigation. He told the court that Commander Waddle hurried to prepare for the surfacing exercise that resulted in the sinking. But Admiral Griffiths did not directly blame any one person or event for the accident. Instead, he described conditions he said made the sinking possible. 16 civilians were on the Greenville the day it sank the Japanese ship. The civilians were on the submarine as part of a Navy public relations program. Admiral Griffith said the civilians crowded the control room at the time of the accident. Admiral Griffith said a crew member had information from a sonar device that showed a ship was close by, but he did not report that information to Commander Waddle. The crew member said he was not sure the information was correct, and he said communication was difficult in the crowded control room. Admiral Griffith said he was sure the tragedy would not have happened if Commander Waddle had been given that information. Under questioning by Commander Waddle's lawyer, Admiral Griffith said he did not believe the commander had used poor judgment. The accident has caused tensions between the United States and Japan. Families of accident victims are asking that the Ehime Maru be raised from the bottom of the sea. They hope to recover the remains of the victims. American Navy officials are expected to decide by next week if attempts should be made to lift the Japanese boat. This VOA Special English program, In the News, was written by Geraldine Watson. This is Steve Embert.